Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Family, look, unfortunately there has been a crash. Row Highway northbound prior to Kenwick Link in Beckenham. Right lane is blocked off and towing services are on site. Traffic management will be attending this one. It is slow on approach all the way back to Nicholson Road, so do consider an alternate route. And if we're looking at the freeways, southbound run, it's not looking too bad. Still a little bit busy around Whitford's Ave and then Warwick Road through to Reed Highway. The northbound run on the Kwinana looking even better. A little bit slow around Anchortel Road and Cranford Avenue as well. So please drive safely. That's the latest from Main Roads.
Oh yeah.
Time for news. Who wants to go first? I can go.
Guys, I've got some. I got some scary news, but you go first, Kirsty.
Oh.
Okay. Thank you for that.
It's okay.
There's a. When you're in your own business, you know you gotta take care of business, right?
TCB.
TCB.
Yeah.
Got a tattooed across my chest.
Yeah. A lightning bolt.
And there was an owner of a pizza store in North Yorkshire.
North Yorkshire.
Who was contacted by a delivery.
Dan, we can't see you. Kirsty's making.
It's not working. Leon, can you restart the Teams call, please?
Fine.
I cannot see anybody.
Kirsty, tell your story about the pizza store.
I'm going to just talk about it. Okay, so this guy owns his pizza store, and he's contacted by this one of these delivery companies about an order which had supposedly not been delivered, right? You know, you hear stories about people calling up claiming, look, they ring the store and they go, I didn't get my order.
Yep.
I didn't get it. Where is it? I want my money back or something. Now, this was like quite an expensive order. It was like a 23-pound order of pizzas, buffalo, blue chicken loaded fries and mozzarella dippers, right? And we're all in chaos today. It took away my screen. Oh, there we go.
What happens when someone wants to work from home, Dan?
So anyway, they issue this refund because these people said, oh, look, no. But then it became clear to the owner that there's something going on with this because it wasn't apparently the first time this had happened. So this guy, this owner, decides to become Sherlock Holmes, gets in his car.
He's got a magnifying glass like, and a pipe.
Yeah, Mission Impossible or something.
Wow.
Goes to the person's address, starts rummaging through their bins.
Okay, that's a bit much.
And finds containers covered in buffalo sauce from the fries that were supposedly never delivered. And so they just said, I'm sorry. I'm going to basically tell the cops that you've stolen.
You've thieved me of my buffalo sauce.
For fraud. And they apologized in the end. Said, really sorry, we're hungry.
Hungry and dishonest.
That's brilliant.
Before we get to Dan's scary story, speaking of money changing hands.
Amazing segue.
Not really, but we'll go with it. I told a story the other day about the world's most expensive car, $200 million Mercedes.
Remember that?
Well, there's a new record for the world's most expensive Victorian number plate.
Oh.
It's the number plate 1414. That's all it is. Sold for $2.27 million in Victoria.
Wow.
How much?
$2.2 million.
For a number plate.
License plate. That you have to pay for every year.
That's the most expensive double digit license plate in Victoria. There's number four was sold for $2.4 million.
Is that Dusty's?
I don't know.
Number four.
Those plates that are just a number are very valuable, especially if it's a very low number.
Well, if it's number one.
Number one is tremendously valuable.
One would be like, I'm the number one.
I'm the number one car. Look at me.
Oh, look at me. I'm the one. Yes.
Look at me. Hey, guys, speaking of looking for things, you better keep your eyes out because gardeners, beware. The invasive Amanita agressis, also known as the Asian jumping worm. Could be wiggling around in a garden near you. They're saying to show up all... Yes, that's right. These little worms are known for their insatiable appetite and their ability to jump a foot in the air.
A foot. What's a
12
foot?
12 inches. 12 inches.
About, it's my feet, coincidentally, about a foot.
A sandwich.
Wow, they can
jump
pretty high there.
Yep.
They can jump very high. So yeah, true long to their sandwich. Name, they jump and thrash immediately when handled, behaving more like a threatened snake than a worm.
Oh, no. Are sometimes, they small? How small are they?
They're worm size. Like, they're not very big.
No, and worm size as well.
Yeah, they're a worm. But yeah, this is terrifying. And they have been known. They have been known to occasionally take a bite.
Oh, okay. There you go. Okay, no, we don't want those.
No, we don't want that.
Watch out for the Asian jumping worms. They'll get you.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.